How big of a setback is it if Kevin King misses a little bit of time here for him?
Well, we didn't have Kevin, you know, through the OTAs. You know, he did come in, and mini camp, we just kind of indoctrinated him. So, but I thought that, you know, his practices up to yesterday that he'd stepped in and really done a nice job. I mean, I thought he learns quick, and, you know, we hope that, you know, we get him back out there on the practice field. Young guy, you want to keep him out there as much as you can, get him as many reps, because, you know, this will move fast now, you know, with family night coming Saturday night and then playing the next Thursday. So hopefully we can get him back as quick as possible.
How much of a setback is it for Montrevious to miss the first day in pads and not really get that evaluation?
Well, you know, you, like any of the young guys, you know, you'd like to keep him out there working. You know, I mean, this is, you know, this is valuable time to him, okay, to gain the experience in that. So, you know, we'll have to see how long this thing goes. And when we get Montrevious back, you know, we'll have to go back to work. Now, he'll, you know, with him missing time out here, you know, he's going to have to do a good job in the meetings and really pay attention in the walkthroughs and all those things.
Some of the veteran defensive linemen said some really nice things about Montrevious' pass rush, things that you might not necessarily hear about a rookie. Is that an area that jumped out to you as well?
Well, I think he's a good athlete. You know, you see that athletic ability, you know, in just a short period of time, you know, we've had him out there, you know, and I think we felt that, you know, in terms of drafting him, you know, I mean, that he was an athletic guy that could maybe add some pass rush you know, maybe the first step would be being able to go out on third down or pass situations and give you some pass rush.
We've seen a lot of mixing and matching in your defensive backfield. Safety's dropping down into inside linebacker, mixing and matching the guys on the perimeter with the slot. Is that something where you're trying to find a particular set for each, like dime, nickel, et cetera? Or do you foresee your defensive backfield being much more kind of utilized game plan specific week to week, like this team, we think this unit matches up really well? Or are you working for, you know, like set line starters?
Well, you know, I think in this day and age, you know, in training camp, you've got to prepare for a lot of different scenarios. I know, you know, we've been through, you know, a number of injuries in the past, and we've had guys, I mean, you think back to here we are playing for the division championship and we end up with five safeties on the field over at Detroit, you know, so the more experience those guys can get at different spots this time of the year, I think it better prepares you for what you have to deal with later on. I do like the depth that we have in some situations. So, you know, we've got a number of guys. It'll be multiple position players for us. You know, we play an awful lot of sub defense. You're always looking for different ways to get your best 11 people on the field. Now, that changes based off of how committed a team is to running the ball and how many wide receivers they're putting out there. And, you know, if it's a team that's going to throw every down, then you'd like to be as athletic and as fast as you could be. So that might involve putting a different group of people out there. So, you know, we try to look at as many of those different scenarios, you know, this time of the year to try to prepare us for the long season.
Now, speaking of that, the way teams have started to trend, like teams you just mentioned, has that forced you to change a little bit philosophically after all these years? Because as long as we've known you, you've talked about how the first priority is always to stop the run. With the way teams are playing differently, and you now playing differently with a lot of safety as an inside linebacker that we've seen in the Nitro package, have you had to change your philosophy a little bit because of the way the game is evolving?
You probably have to have it a little bit more. I mean, because as you go through the season, if you're playing a team like the Cowboys that are committed to running the ball, they have that big offensive line, and they've got a heck of a running back there, that you better be stout enough to stop that run or else it's going to be a long day out there. You know, you'll never get the ball back. But there's also times that if you have matchup issues, I mean, I think going against Ty Montgomery, who we've all watched play wide receiver, now you've got him in the backfield. Well, if you've got a bigger linebacker trying to cover a guy that has wide receiver capabilities coming out of the backfield, you have to have that covered as well. So it can change from week to week, and it can change during the course of the game based off of the time in the game. You know, I've always believed that, you know, there's certain times in the game that you've got to be able to run the ball, and if you can't stop the run, okay, you're going to continue to see it at that point in time. So we need to be able to do both, but we're obviously preparing. You've seen us, you saw us last year with Morgan. We played Morgan down there a lot of snaps last year, and we think Morgan can continue to do that. We think Josh Jones, has those kind of capabilities. Kendrell Bryce, okay, you think we can do the same thing. So we've got some flexibility, I think, with the depth that we have, at the safety position.
Don, when you look at the outlook for your edge rush, it seems fairly obvious that you need Clay and Nick to stay healthy. If they do stay healthy, do you have enough there to have a formidable edge rush with just two guys that can go out there, give you double-digit sacks, even if you don't have maybe the depth that you had in the past?
Well, I like both of those guys. I mean, obviously, you've seen us sub last year, when Julius and Dayton were around here, we subbed a lot more and tried to keep those guys fresh. Now, we think that Kyler Fackrell and Jayron Elliott, those guys have some experience in terms of rushing. And, there could be times you could see, those guys all out there together, if it was a pass situation. But I think that Clay and Nick, they give us two guys that, have proven they can rush the passer. And, we just need to – how many snaps they play will depend, if they can stay healthy and that. They'll play a lot of snaps, I would think.
How do you balance that between them needing to be out there, but also with their injuries history, maybe preserving them, especially this time of year going into the season?
Yeah, I think we have confidence in Jayron and Kyler. Both those guys are young guys that have given us really good snaps at time. Jayron's been around here for a while and has made plays when he's been in there. And Kyler, got off to a good start last year and then kind of got hurt. But again, I think you have to prepare, as if you didn't have both of those frontline guys. I feel good about those four guys, and then we have some young guys that are competing. We'll have to see how they come along.
The last couple of years, you've rotated a lot of guys in and out of that outside linebacker position, sometimes as many as six guys over the course of the game. Is there a number that you feel you need to have to get through a season with all the rigors of that position health-wise? Do you need?
Well, it depends. Yeah, it depends. I mean, we'll obviously try to have a couple personnel groups, all right, that we can use if you do have an injury or two, because that's a big part of it. I mean, those two guys are very important guys in our defense. They've got to rush. They've got to be able to be stout and set the edge in the run game and have to play physical. So many times when you're 250 pounds rushing against a 320-pound guy the whole game, that's it's pretty strenuous.
Don, what do you like about the way Rollins has played so far?
I really like the way he's played inside at the star position. I think he's a guy that went through kind of the injury situation. We moved him outside. So he can play either inside or outside, but I really like the way he's played at the star. I think he can give us a physical guy in there. I think he can make plays on the ball. I think he showed pretty good instincts up to this point in time in camp. So I think he's off to a good start.
How can Ricky Jean-Francois help you right at the start of the season?
Smart guy. He's played a lot of football. And he's a fairly athletic guy for a big guy in there. So I think he'll give us some flexibility. We've got those two young guys that I think are going to take a good step, and Kenny Clark and Dean Lowry. And we know Mike Daniels has been a pretty consistent performer for us. And Ricky Jean, he's played on some good defenses, and I think he understands the game. He's a guy that's going to have to know two or three different spots inside. But I'm glad we have him.
Just talking to House and Ricky, I can see where Joe and Turgo would welcome those guys walking in the door to help that room.
Well, there's no question. I mean, guys that have been there before, they understand, what it takes. I think Devon House has really matured, and has given us good leadership. And he's out there every day, and I think he's excited about being back here. And we're certainly excited about having him.
Have you found that in the later or just in the most recent years that you've had to play more man defense just because of the way teams – rubber outs, the way they use multiple receivers, the way they attack you, is that something that's increased over the years?
Well, I think you still have to do both. But passing games have become more efficient, you know, and if you've got a good quarterback that's accurate, you know, I think that the more that you can contest the throws and have contested catches where guys are around, and to do that, you know, you're going to have to mix man in there. But so much of it depends on what you do and how you match up against your opponent, you know, how much you can do of it. So from week to week, it'll vary based off the quarterback, based off the offensive scheme. But we like to be able to get up and press, make the quarterback have to be an accurate thrower, have him throw into contested, you know, receivers, you know, not play soft. You know, there's times that, you know, based off of down and distance and time in the game and that type of thing, you might soften up a little bit to try to keep vision and keep everything in front of you.
You guys have had some really good defenses during your tenure, you know, 9, 10, second half of 14 after you moved Clay. And then you've had some years that have been challenging, whether it's been injuries or just the performance. I don't want to use the word pressure, but maybe responsibility. How much responsibility do you and your guys on that side of the ball kind of feel going into this year to be where you need to be to give this team a chance to get where it wants to be?
Well, you know, every year is a new and different year. So, you know, we go in this year with the same attitude that we went in the first year I was here, to tell you the truth. You know, I mean, our job is to try to be as good as we can be. You know, I mean, that's our responsibility. And I think we can. I like the attitude of the guys. I like the way they've been practicing. They've been very professional in the meetings. I think they understand the things that we have to do, okay, to be a top defense. Because we've been able to be a top defense at times, you know, in certain areas, and you got to put it together where you can kind of make it all mesh together. So every year is a new and different year. You know, you have different personnel. Your team's changed so much now, you've got to be prepared, all right, because going through the course of the season, you know, injuries can affect your team, you've got to be prepared that if you lose a guy here or there, to be able to go out and perform at a high level. So, you know, we expect to.